2. Consultations. Overview. CIBC is committed to understanding and learning from those who have lived experience with disability. Our Center of Excellence for Accessibility, embedded in our Enterprise Client Experience Team, has always been focused on client understanding. It's these insights that drive decision-making to improve the client experience. We utilize our internal surveys to gain real-time client feedback on the banking experience at CIBC. These insights that include accessibility-related keywords are filtered to an accessibility dashboard for ongoing analysis, reporting, and action. In 2021, we partnered with a leading data-driven insights firm that specializes in understanding persons with disabilities. In the past year alone, this firm conducted 30-plus qualitative and several quantitative studies with persons with disabilities. On an ongoing basis, we benefit from their quarterly syndicated research reports focused on understanding persons with disabilities, PWD. With a respondent pool of 600 to 1,000 people, this partnership has enriched our understanding of persons with disabilities alongside other similar member organizations. In addition, we completed proprietary research to learn from more than 1,300 clients with disabilities to understand service and financial needs gaps impacting our underserved clients. These insights were leveraged to inform future targeted strategies and initiatives. In 2022, we engaged a third party to gather deep insights regarding the experience of our clients with disabilities, sensory, neurodiverse, mobility, mental health, and cognitive disabilities. We also partnered with CNIB, Canadian National Institute for the Blind, to conduct research with people who are blind or partially sighted to understand inclusive design opportunities for our bank cards. Insights from research will continue to guide our strategy and roadmap. In preparation for developing the Accessible Canada Act Plan in 2022 and 2023, we consulted employees and clients with disabilities. Going forward, we will continue to consult with persons with disabilities and are committed to ongoing learning to guide the actions we take to meet their needs. The following sections outline how people with disabilities were consulted in the preparation of this plan. Consultation with employees. We conducted research in two phases. 1. To understand barriers. Employees with a range of disabilities. Blind, deaf, hard of hearing, mobility, neurodiversity, learning, pain-related, flexibility, and mental health were consulted by a third-party researcher. 2. To receive feedback on our accessibility plan, employees with a similar range of disabilities per above were consulted by a third-party researcher to provide feedback on our plan. We invited participants to identify their accommodation needs in advance. Accommodation was provided to participants as requested. Most participants reside in Ontario. Consultation with clients. We conducted research in two phases. 1. To understand barriers. Clients with a range of disabilities, blind, deaf, hard of hearing, mobility, neurodiversity, learning, pain-related, flexibility, and mental health were consulted by a third-party researcher. 2. To get feedback on our accessibility plan, clients with a similar range of disabilities per above were consulted with a third-party researcher. We invited participants to identify their accommodation needs in advance. Accommodation was provided to participants as requested. Participants included representation from coast to coast, with most residing in Ontario. Feedback from the employee and client consultations are included in this plan within each focus area under the headings of "We have identified some barriers" and "Ongoing plans."